The concept behind an empty bowl event is not new. It began in North Carolina as a way to bring attention to the need to feed those less fortunate. Thursday on the Logan campus at Utah State University, area restaurants donated soup and bread, while members of the USU Ceramics Guild threw 250 bowls that were purchased during the luncheon, with that money to be donated to the Cache Community Food Pantry.
Be reminded every time you use that bowl that you're pretty fortunate to be able to have food in your cabinet every day.
Megan Schwender is a graduate student at USU who came up with the idea to hold an empty bowl event along with the College of Natural Resources.
It's a good opportunity for faculty members, students to mingle and to take a really cool bowl home.
In fact, just before she called, I was racking my brain for some kind of a fundraiser that's unique. And lo and behold, Megan gives me a call and says, I've got this wonderful idea, right out of thin air. And there she was. And it has to do with food, even better.
Matt Whitaker is director of the local food pantry, where the number of residents needing assistance in the Cache community has grown from 80 to as many as 120 each week.
The building has served us well since 1993. As the community's grown, there's more people that need the service. There's more people that contribute to the service. We've outgrown the building.
Work has already begun on a new facility to meet the growing need. Now, the $850,000 food pantry will be located on Main Street in Logan. It will include a remodel of the existing facility, and it will double the capacity of the service center. To complete the project, nearly $300,000 in donations is still needed, and that money raised today by the Empty Bowl fundraiser will go directly to that building campaign. Reporting from the Natural Resource Atrium on the USU campus in Logan, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.